Welcome to Straight to the Point. I'm your host, Representative Joe DiOrsi. In a world of long-windedness, I'm here to deliver you the Capitol news in 10 minutes or less. So, let's get straight to the point. Welcome to the Straight to the Point podcast. This is Representative Joe DiOrsi, and I have my York County neighbor in the studio today. He is Representative Mike Jones, representing the 93rd District, which is where I hail from.
That's right.
Thanks
proud,
for coming.
Both proud Dallas Now graduates.
That's
you
right.
You with a much more impressive athletic resume than mine. I think we played the same sports, but you played them better. And you wrestled, which you weren't going to catch me in a single.
Well, you were one of the only quarterbacks to wear a horse collar in Dallas Now football history.
I did learn how to take a hit, I'll say that.
So I know plenty about it, but tell our viewers and listeners a little bit about the 93rd.
So the 93rd is south of the city of York and down to the Mason-Dixon line. So specifically have all of Dallas Town School District, which is, and that's where probably, I'm guessing 60-70% of the people reside. So that's York Township, Springfield Township, and all of the boroughs within. Then I go down to... on the southwestern piece of the district border is Shrewsbury Borough, out through all of the Hopewells, North Hopewell, Hopewell, and East Hopewell, out through Fawn Township. And again, all of the boroughs within, so Crossroads, Stewartstown, and so forth.
Yeah, very good. So we're going to talk a little bit today about measles outbreak.
Yeah.
If it is an outbreak. First, I wanted to ask you, and of course that goes with, you know, the recent press conference from the governor in Lancaster that has gotten a lot of flack in the court of public opinion. I've heard in my district office, I'm sure you have heard questions regarding it. And then probably more importantly is 500 plus pages of regulation changes that are currently in process to be presented before the IRRC, which is the Independent Regulatory Review Commission. And we'll get to how viewers and listeners can comment on that. You have until September 21st. But first, what was your reaction to the press conference? And then maybe talk about some of the disputed information from Lancaster County officials that followed.
Mm-hmm. Well, very premature, obviously, trying to make political hay off of the tragic deaths of two, I'm not sure we know the details on the second one, but certainly an infant, and but I think we can assume is at a minimum a young child, probably a toddler or younger. So I thought it was a little, shameless maybe comes to mm-hmm. mind. And as it turns out to be so wrong factually, it was terribly premature. And I just thought, I'm not even sure what he was really thinking, mm-hmm. you know, honestly, because if there was a point to be made there, he could have waited a day or two. There was nothing terribly time sensitive about it. You know, it wasn't like the bridge collapse that we had, mm-hmm. you know, a year or so ago outside of Philly or something time sensitive. You know, get the facts straight before you go on. And it turns out virtually nothing he said was accurate.
Yeah.
You know.
So
really undermined his credibility. I don't know what he was trying to accomplish, but it certainly backfired on him.
It's hard to argue that it wasn't political, given what you said, that it lacked veracity. So what were some of the reactions from Lancaster County officials to just disputing this?
Yeah, well, Josh Parsons, to his credit, the county commissioner there, you know, and he did what he should, what Shapiro could have easily done, what the governor could have done is, you know, maybe talk to the coroner mm-hmm. or and or some physicians involved and get the facts. And so as it turns out, these kids did not die because of the measles. They may or may not have had some tie to it, whatever that even means. The other thing, as I was reading up on it, we don't even vaccinate for measles until one source said 18 months. One of the documents I pulled up was 12 months. But the point is, at least one of the you know, the victims who tragically died of a totally different cause. I believe it was tied to the spleen bursting. And the point was they couldn't have even been vaccinated. Even if, you know, regardless of what you think about vaccines, the baby wouldn't have even been vaccinated at that point anyway.
Yeah.
So a desperate move almost from a governor who doesn't need to be doing desperate things.
Yeah.
At least
it's in response. And this tier of this conversation is probably more important. I'm not downplaying, you know, deaths. That's not what I'm saying. But as it relates to the press conference. It came in response to DHS proposing hundreds of pages of new proposed regulation changes. So the way these works, I know this personally because a couple of years ago I worked on this independent review process with education curriculum changes, and we were successful in spotting some things that we disagreed with and laying out the framework for why they shouldn't be adopted. Turned out, you know, six of the eight changes that we decried didn't go through.
Right.
So I can at least say we were talking a little bit about this before we started. It is somewhat independent if they're taking feedback from legislators and the public and taking that into account. But what's scary is some of the line items in this regulation overhaul. They include the warrantless entry into homes, apartments, and schools, the private questioning of children at school with the staff not being able to obstruct, potential mask rules, and the exclusion of the expansion of getting involved, not just on an outbreak or a pandemic, but a quote, to quote, prevent an illness or an outbreak, and quote, containment, a statewide immunization database. Talk about government overreach. A public database is my understanding. And then this one's odd, mandatory birth defect registry. What's your reaction to some of these changes?
It, me being a little bit older than yourself, maybe more than a little, it's just reminiscent of growing up and hearing about, you know, life behind the Iron Curtain, and ultimately after the wall was down, to be clear, but traveling to Russia on three occasions to adopt our four children, you know, that's another issue, but you can see the damage that did generations before they'll ever overcome, you know, communism and socialism. But I mean, these are the types of things that you saw, you know, in East Germany and similar, spying on your own people, talking, interviewing children to speak out against their parents with nobody present, entering people's homes because you're a health official, without a warrant. I mean, that's as blatant a violation of the Constitution as you can get. I was literally it was mind-boggling to me. It was as if he wasn't alive during COVID, when people, not only did we see a lot of resistance to some of those draconian measures, he's up in the ante and going even further, significantly further than even Governor Wolf attempted to do. And he's doing, it's flying in the face. This is critically important, as you know. Because of Wolf's overreach, the people of Pennsylvania, never mind what you and I think, the people of Pennsylvania passed a constitutional amendment to rein in the governor's powers
majority.
To give it the legislature the opportunity, was it 14 or 21 days or whatever, to end an emergency. And so what he's doing is he's snubbing his nose at the will of the people of Pennsylvania and trying to use regulatory powers, in this case the DHS, to circumvent what is now not just law, but the Constitution. We amended the Constitution, and to circumvent the legislature. We don't get to vote on this. So as you said, I think it would ultimately, I'm hoping that the Regulatory Commission reins it in. It would certainly end up in court at some point, and hopefully even the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, who not a big fan of, but they have shown, I would hope that even they would pull some of this blatantly unconstitutional actions back. And again, it's also just a head shaker what he's even trying to accomplish with it. I don't know who's advising him, if he's really on that much of a power kick. It was mind-boggling to me. It was one of those things when you saw what was in there, it was like, is that true? We had to fact check it a couple of times, and it's just what you said.